Rhythm Radio. I'm Matt Micucci from the T-Mobile New Horizons International Film Festival, and I'm joined by Monica Balca. And Monica, can you tell our listeners what you're doing here at the festival?
Hello, I'm attending workshops for teachers. We're actually learning how to make movies here, so then we can take it to our schools and make movies with our students.
Yeah. Now, before we get to talk about how this workshop went, let's talk about you and where this interest to kind of find out how to make movies and all of these things came from.
I've always liked movies, watching movies. It was natural to be interested in workshops for about making movies, and especially that combined with film festival, and I can watch all these great movies. I attended this festival 2 years ago, and I really, really liked it. So when the opportunity came to attend workshops and be at the festival, I just jumped into it right away. So,
well, now let's get into it then. What has it been like for you, and can you tell us a little bit about what happened during the workshop and what you did?
Mm-hmm. The part I'm attending is called, it's about making documentary movies and regular movies.
Right.
Where we are the writing the script, gathering all the materials, putting it together and so on. So it's for me, it's really the first time seeing, actually being part of making a movie, which is I just realized that it's such a hard work.
Yeah.
Because you gathering all the materials and you have an idea and you are looking for anything that fits your idea, and then when you're putting it together, you realize that you want to do something totally different. And I'm going through this process in less than a week. So now that when I'm watching movies, I feel what the movie makers
yeah.
went through with a movie that lasts 90 minutes, 130 minutes. So I look at the cinema a little differently, because of course we watch these movies when we see, you know, making of, you know, and so on, but it's still not when you are actually part of the experience, when you actually are making it. So that's what, you know, these workshops are about, and that's what I learned and gave me a different perspective
so you find out about all of the steps in filmmaking.
Yes.
So
my group is making a documentary, so gathering all the materials, interviews, and fitting it with the picture.
Yeah.
So this is.
Well, what's the documentary about?
It's about trespassing. We actually were inspired by a monument in Wrocław. It's called Transitions. Transitions, not trespassing, sorry, Transitions. We are trying to show Wrocław as a city of transitions.
Okay.
How it's changing, how it changed.
Right.
But not about like history only, but also about people's lives and a picture of the city.
I see, so it's impressionism. Yeah, it's kind of like it's not your normal, typical documentary. It's a little more artistic, let's say.
Yes, yes, I would say yes. That's what I said to my friend yesterday, that our movie's actually the most artistic one from what I see. So the other groups making, ours is very, very artistic.
See a little ambition there. It's a very ambitious project.
Maybe, yes.
And listen, so how are you helped throughout the making of this film by tutors or by anyone who is kind of helping you, a professional who is helping you when you are making the film?
So first of all, we got all the theory behind it, yes, like who is responsible for what, how you are supposed to do it, where to start, what's the next step, and so on. And then when we had little parts of our movies, we asked our tutors to watch it and give us their opinion, and they guide us through the whole process, yeah. Which is great help, because those are experienced people who are making movies is their life, so they make it for a living, yes. They are experienced. We know that they know what they're talking about and what they actually how the movie is supposed to be done. So yeah. It's great.
You're being taught well. Mm-hmm. And because you're a teacher yourself, and I think I'm very curious to find out whether you think that what are the benefits of going through a process like this, having gone through it yourself? What if something like this were to be done in schools? How would the students benefit from learning how to make films?
Well, I'm a history teacher, so actually some of the teachers here are more experienced in making movies, more experienced than I am. And I saw some of the movies their students made, and some of these movies are actually about history. History events, or how students see history, how they want to show, tell their peers about history. So that was the most beneficial for me, to see that you actually can not only show historical movies to students, or you know, historical material to them, because this generation really relies on picture more than on written word or spoken word. But when they have to make it, right, it's more, it requires more work on their part. Yes, they need to learn about it to show it, yeah. Not only look at it, right?
See it. Yeah, it's also like about not only learning about the language of cinema, but also learning to stick to a schedule, teamwork, a lot of responsibility in making a film, and a lot of research, and it's really quite an experience, a learning experience, right?
Yes, I think that, I thought about what I just said, right? That learning about history and to show it, but of course it's teamwork and actually learning how to work, that if you want to have a product, you need to put some work into it, and I hope that they also some of them might realize that they actually like it, right? Yeah. This is like their way of becoming a screenwriter or director, yeah. Whoever, right?
So that would be wonderful if we could find a way to include cinema in schools, because not only does it mean audience.
Schools in Poland have subjects like movie making, language of the movie, and so on, like some others. Really? So yes, especially in high school and middle school. Yes, that's why these teachers here are more, like I said, they're more experienced in the whole movie making process, more experienced than I am.
I think a lot of countries should learn from Poland, really. From what I've seen, there's a big concentration, there's a big focus on cinema that I don't see in a lot of countries. Cinema is very neglected in a lot of places, and that's clear. It's very clear to me. Let's go back to talking about the workshop. Maybe we will end on this. So once you have finished the documentary, or you feel like you've finished the documentary, what is the kind of end, the culmination of your work?
Actually, later, we're going to see all the movies, and I guess we're going to discuss it somehow.
Yeah. So your film is finished now?
Nearly.
Nearly?
Yes.
Okay. And you're presenting it today?
Yes. Yes. Well.
Very good.
Well, you know.
that's not unusual at a festival, so
exactly,
I think you're...
Exactly, and I think that it's not unusual for many, many people who are making movies. The whole, you know, like for many artists, yeah. You know, like I don't want to be compared as an, you know, to art, great artists, but yeah. I guess, and also it's, you know, like some people work in this way that they are, you know, yeah. Not ready until the very last moment.
And it would be like you finished your film.
Exactly. And that's another thing, you know, like when we are making these movies, like we don't like it, you know, like the whole process. So I hope that when we, actually see the final movie, then maybe, I don't know, we will like it more. We will be more happy with it.
Well, I hope so too. And it sounds like you've learned a lot, and it's been a very good experience for you, right?
Yes. I really like what this Nowe Horyzonty, this organization is doing for teachers, because it's really a great opportunity for us to experience it and to be part of this great experience, which is the festival.
Yeah, you gotta teach the teachers before you teach the students.
Exactly.
Very good. Okay, well, it was a pleasure talking with you, and thanks very much for talking with us, and best of luck at the screening today.
Thank you. Enjoy Poland.
Thanks a lot. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.